This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Part of what we do at Crossview Christian Church, I hope, is to introduce people to the Lord in such a way that they come to the place where they say, He is who He claimed to be. And the greatest decision that a man makes, greatest decision a woman makes, is to say, I either believe that or I don't. I either accept it or I don't. Some of you remember reading H.G. Wells' War of the Worlds. You saw a movie, perhaps. H.G. Wells wrote The Time Machine. You may have had to read those books in junior high or high school. I wish I could tell you that when H.G. Wells died, he died a believer, but he didn't. I understand that he died an atheist or agnostic. He died in unbelief. But there was a time in his life, and somebody told me at an earlier service, it happened around the time he wrote the book War of the Worlds, that he was a believer, because this quote I want to share with you, religion is the first thing and the last thing, and until a man has found God or has been found by God, he begins at no beginning. He works to no end. He may have friendships, he may have loyalties, he may have his scraps of honor, but all these things fall into place only with God. God is the end. God is the true meaning of life. God is the only king. God is the only king. I agree with H.G. Wells. There's no meaning in my life until you have the source of life. And so that you can leave this earth and say, I'm not just a mosquito and I cease to exist when I die. I go on living because Jesus said, if you believe in me, even though you're dead, you live. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. 2 years ago, David Faust was a guest speaker here. David is the president of Cincinnati Christian University. David was asked to write an editorial for Easter Sunday a few years ago for the Cincinnati Inquirer. In his editorial about the resurrection, he tells the story that you're familiar with of Corrie ten Boom, who during World War II was in a prison camp known as Ravensbrück with her sister Betsy. They had hid Jews in their home in Holland, and they were sent to this concentration camp. Corrie ten Boom and her sister Betsy created this small Bible study group, for a lack of a better term, and they had a part of the Bible. They had some pages of a Bible, and they prayed together secretly. They read the Bible secretly, and they were known in Ravensbrück as the barracks where the crazy people live, the crazy people who have hope. What a statement. The crazy people who have hope. David Faust writes about that story, and then he says this, let me tell you who the crazy people are, who live and die with no hope. That's crazy. Who get up in the morning and say, when you die, it's over with. That's crazy. Who get up in the morning and say, if I die today, life's over, and I cease to exist, and it's all over, it's total annihilation, and there's no more life. That's crazy. That is crazy. Hopeless. We have not been called to hopelessness. We have been called to hope. Hope with a capital H that's based not in a philosophy or a concept, but hope that's based in a person. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. I'm going to stake my life on that, not that I'm a mosquito who ceases to exist. I'm going to stake my life. I'm going to stake my death. I'm going to stake my eternity on the words of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, so that all my life I can be in the business of calling people to say what a demon said. You are the Son of God. I know who you are. You are the Son of God.
Well, I find it fascinating that the first being to declare Jesus to be the Son of God in the Gospel of Mark is nothing else or less than a demon. Isn't that interesting? A demon said, I know who you are. You are the Son of God. Have you ever made this statement to the Lord privately? I know who you are. You are the Son of the living God, and I have accepted you as the Lord of my life. Crosshope.org is the name of our website, crosshope.org. God bless you.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.